Concerns about the euro sent stock markets around the world falling today. The Dow Jones slipped just 23 points to close at 10,044, but markets in London, Paris, and Frankfurt dropped between 2 and 3%. Still, there's an upside to the declining euro, even in Europe. A weak euro makes European exports more attractive. But the world's Jerry Haddon reports that obstacles face entrepreneurs in Spain and across the continent who want to seize the moment.
Barcelona businessman Alvaro Angulo sells high-tech systems for tracking customer behavior in retail stores. His discrete sensors monitor how many people enter, what aisles they visit, how long they stay, and whether they buy. Angulo's customers have been big Spanish retail chains. Now domestic business is getting flat, so he's looking for markets overseas.
Exportar porque es una de las líneas de crecimiento razonables.
I'm going to export because it's a feasible path to growth. At the end of the day, when you work in a relatively small market and your ability to expand has reached the limit, the only thing you can do is introduce your product into other markets abroad.
Other markets abroad, like the U.S., Angulo considers America an attractive market for his high-tech systems, especially as the euro gets weaker and the dollar gets stronger.
Sin duda, todo lo que hace evitar un freno de entrada.
Without a doubt, anything that can remove obstacles to the entry of a new product into a market is welcome. And the principal obstacle is usually the price. A favorable exchange rate lets you export more.
The declining euro has made European exports cheaper. They rose by nearly 15% in the first quarter of this year. Angulo wants to get in on the action. To do that, he'll need to triple his workforce. But he says Spanish labor laws have made hiring full-time people a risky business.
Mucha gente con unos contratos indefinidos.
We have many long-time employees who we can't get rid of, even though they don't often bring much to the business. It costs too much to fire them. And then I have my temporary workers, who may in fact be bringing a lot to the business, but I don't want to hire them full-time because I'm afraid that down the road, they'll end up just like the long-timers.
Governments across Europe have been saying for years that labor laws need to be relaxed so that companies can grow and become more competitive worldwide. But few countries have taken action. France tried to make it easier to hire and fire employees in 2006. But unions and students protested. They said the proposals would have created too much precariousness in the workforce. The reform effort was shelved. Today, Spain's socialist government is pressing for similar reforms, and Spanish labor is threatening action.
Si el gobierno toma buena nota de esto, reconducirá la posición.
The president of one of Spain's largest unions, Fernando Tocho, says if the Spanish government takes labor's concerns to heart, the country might be okay. But he's not optimistic. Tocho's hunch, he says, is that we're about to witness an important rise in social conflicts in Spain. But the Spanish government says that social conflicts can also erupt from rising unemployment. The jobless rate is already 20%, and more jobs may be lost unless employers like Alvaro Angulo gain flexibility in hiring. Josep Comajuncosa is an economist at Barcelona's ESADE Business School. He says European exporters won't be able to take full advantage of the weak euro unless labor laws are loosened.
It's quite a European problem. I guess it's part of our heritage from the welfare state and very regulated labor market, and it's something that must be solved. It's both unfair and inefficient.
Comajuncosa proposes getting rid of temporary work contracts altogether, but making it less costly to hire and fire. The International Monetary Fund is thinking along the same lines. IMF leaders have been urging Spain to take radical action. Businessman Alvaro Angulo says that's exactly what's needed.
El mercado laboral en español está totalmente anquilosado.
The Spanish labor market has become completely stagnant because of its rigid structure. Workers have to understand that an employee is there to add benefit and value to the company, and the company must in turn encourage this way of thinking.
The Spanish government is scheduled to present its labor reform proposals within days. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon in Barcelona.